Now, armed with that knowledge, you're ready to plant the human consciousness. I think I'm going to pause after a while just to get our wind here, because we're coming to the place where I think we can all feel ourselves in the circle of eternity. Tonight we may be just a couple of minutes over, if you don't mind. We want to leave at this moment and have a little rest with the knowledge that infinity is never divided from itself. Infinity is spirit. And because nothing exists outside of infinity, all that exists within infinity must be its own spirit. And therefore, all being spirit, all must be this infinite spirit, and all must be one, whether they know it or not. We're in a universe of one infinite spiritual being, individualizing throughout time and space. But all of the individualizations are of that one infinite spirit disguised by a false human consciousness as individuals who are separated, but who never really could be separated. They only appear to be. We are taking the separation out of our consciousness and recognizing one infinite spirit, and all who appear as separate lives are really that one invisible spiritual life. And in that recognition, we have accepted for the moment the demonstration of Jesus, who became the Christ, who showed that wherever the Christ walked, in the absence of a human mind, the Christ mind outpictured the presence of the perfect kingdom of God. Wherever the Christ mind was, the invisible showed forth food for the multitudes, which was not visible to human eyes. Healings for the weak, for the blind, for the deaf, all because invisibly present was the one perfect spiritual self everywhere. And only the Christ mind, freed of a human mind, could automatically outpicture that invisible perfect spiritual self wherever it was. We are to come to that consciousness where, wherever we are, the invisible, infinite, one perfect self comes through us in our Christ realization and appears as the form necessary to show there is no blindness, there is no deafness, there is no lack of food, there is no malnutrition, there is no power in a missile. There is only the one infinite self ever ready, ever present to manifest through any area where there is a consciousness that I am the Christ of God. Now that's where we'll pause a minute. We want to get a working formula, and that's why I wanted that little rest, so we could have a grouping within ourselves that would be so clear that each of us can say, I understand my path is laid out so that I can move into it, and we want to be exposed to some of the higher consciousness of Joel. When he says, I am with you always, that's quite different than you and I hearing those words from the Bible and accepting that God is with us always. Here's Joel saying, I am with you always. And you and I must come to the point where we can say to the world, I am with you always. Now, that's not a place where we have thought we were going, perhaps. But it is where we're going. My peace I give unto you is what we are saying to the world. We're not at the place now where we're looking to that peace from God. But instead, we are accepting from the truths within ourselves that God is the name of our being, so that we can turn to the world and say, my peace I give unto you. And this is an expression of infinity within ourselves. Only then do we have a peace to address to the world. Now, there is a perfect prayer, you might say, or at least a right prayer. And it is not the prayer that says, God, help that poor man. Help my brother understand. Help my fellow man understand. Help my enemy understand. That is not the right prayer. That is the prayer of a human being with good intentions. And those prayers are filed in the heavenly wastebasket instantly, because there's nobody to receive them. The only way you can pray for this world is to recognize the reality that stands behind this world. And you don't recognize it out there. If you are not the core, the center of that world, then you're merely having a superimposed idea in mind, which is as ineffective as a human prayer. So that you, where you stand, must be that infinite self. Now, you can come to that realization easily. We used a balloon once. Let's use it again. Let's take a 5-foot balloon, blow it up, and touch any part of that balloon, any part of it, and find one part of the balloon that isn't a balloon. Any part of it is as much a balloon as any other part. Now, what part of spirit is less spirit than any other part? Suppose you blow that balloon up to infinity. What part of the balloon is less of a balloon than another part? And if spirit is the infinite balloon, what part of spirit is less of the infinite spirit than another part? And if you finally find that there is no part of anything that exists that is less spirit than any other part. Each is the spirit. And the miracle of infinity is that wherever the spirit is, the spirit being infinite, infinity is functioning everywhere in infinite spirit. There's nothing else that can compare with infinity functioning infinitely wherever spirit is. And that is the miracle that came through Jesus. Infinity is functioning infinitely everywhere. And so right on your fingertip, infinity is functioning infinitely. And it isn't enough for me to say it or you to hear it. It must be felt. And you can even start with a reasoning process. That there is no place in infinity where infinity isn't. It's like that pool of water. At one end is you, at another end is someone else, and lightning hits the water. Who gets it? Both of you. Every point of that water distributes that lightning instantaneously. So it is with infinite spirit. It is everywhere at once. This is the sum total of existence. And the moment you touch it, in consciousness, you are one with all of it. That is the importance of infinite spirit. You are one with all of, you are one with source. Now then, you are right where you are. You are one with all spiritual entity throughout the universe. And so nobody is excluded, because that is the reality of all. Each is that spirit. Now nobody knows this but you. One here, one there, perhaps, but basically only you. And so you're dealing with a world of people who do not know that they are invisible spirit. They are one with you, but they do not know it. You know it. And you are here to bear witness to what you know. Now, the power is in the spirit. Men fight for power because, not knowing the presence of spirit, they think there is power in their minds and in their bodies and in their missiles. But when you know that spirit alone is here, there is no power in their might and in their bodies and in their missiles. Now, because only spirit is here, and your human consciousness does not bear witness to that, if you live in your human consciousness, you will be on the same level of consciousness of those in this world who do not know that spirit is all that is here. And so when you're encountering those in that human consciousness who do not know spirit is here, you are doing them an injustice, and yourself an injustice, when you base your relationship with them on the human consciousness and the material world. When you spend your time trying to please them and cater to their whims, or their so-called superior knowledge, or their experience, you are placing your integrity not in the spirit or the truth of being, but in the false human consciousness, and you have fallen into the decoy. Your age, being spirit, is as old as God, because God is that spirit. And the age of your form makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. Your age is your spiritual identity. And that spirit in each is without beginning and without end. It has never aged. It has never been born. It will never die. In your spiritual identity, you are as old as God, because that spiritual identity is God. Now we learn to let the infinite live our lives. As the infinite lives your life, it works to show that it is the law. And all those in human consciousness who come into conflict with you in any way come under the law of spirit, as long as you are living in the realization of their spiritual identity and your spiritual identity. And if you were to have a sound stage like a Eugene O'Neill play and have two levels, on one level there would be you and that person having a conversation, or you and 30 people having a conversation, or two nations having a war. But on the other level, there would just be you in your knowledge that spirit is all that is here. And that knowledge, that spirit, is all that is here, would determine what takes place on the other stage. Your knowledge that spirit is the only would become the law of that war, of that conflict, of anything in which you are personally involved. Whatever the domestic situation, the business situation, or whatever it might be, your realization that you are spirit and that only spirit exists on this earth enables you to look out and know that there and there and there and there is infinity, invisible, individualized to appear as forms. And you are not accepting the forms, you are accepting infinity invisible, not the form. And you don't have to do anything beyond that. You dare not, because infinity must live its own life. Up to now, in our finite minds, we have kept infinity out of our lives. You see, in a little 80-year-old mind, you can't accept infinity. And so it's not in our lives at all. But when you release that 80-year-old mind, or 50-year-old mind, or 30-year-old mind, and do not accept its concepts, then infinity, which is present, always present, takes over, and just as it has been shining behind all this, it now shines into this because you have removed the barrier. Infinity takes over and shows its power. I live, yet not I. Infinity lives my life. And this is your secret, that you're not a 50-year-old businessman. You're not a 20-year-old college student. That's the lie. That's the appearance. Your name is Infinity, Infinity Invisible. And because you stand in a human consciousness, Infinity Invisible cannot come through to live your life. But stand ye still, and you will behold the salvation of Infinity Invisible, which has ever been present, has ever been functioning, but could not come through the density of a human consciousness, because a human consciousness is a mirage. It isn't there. As you break the mirage of that consciousness by standing still, infinity, which is the one life on this universe and is the one life of the universe, brings its law into play in your experience. And this is the secret of the spiritual consciousness. I do nothing except get out of the way. Nothing. Pardon me. Can you see the healings of Jesus that way? Doing nothing? Letting infinity do it all? Now that must be our secret. And that is how we address the world silently with peace. Now we have a world that is troubled in all forms of predicaments. What do we do? We do not pray to improve the world. We do not pray to anyone, to any God. We recognize God as the only life there is. God is not troubled. God is not at war. All that we are seeing is the false activity in human consciousness. We are seeing a world illusion on international levels, national levels, citywide levels, and domestic levels, and in our personal own selfhood. All one world illusion, And we stand on the law of perfect God. God is all. And therefore, we know that on this earth, the only life there is God. And therefore, all that is outpictured, that is not permanent, that will die, that will pass, that cannot be the life of God, and it must be the false picture of human consciousness. This becomes our way each day. And it starts with me, the I Am spirit. But I can't be a local spirit, a spirit riveted to a time and a place and a spot, because spirit isn't that way at all. Spirit is infinite. And because I am spirit, I am infinite spirit. Now, why should I then, as infinite spirit, use a finite mind to channel infinite spirit? I cannot do it. And so I am told that I must be a transparency for God, a transparency for the infinite. I cannot be finite. That's where the error is. And so I cannot have a mind concept. To be a transparency for the infinite, I am now planting my human consciousness in the knowledge that all is spirit. Everywhere, spirit is. Behind each person, spirit is. And only spirit is. And the spirit behind each person is the one infinite spirit. And all of us are that one infinite spirit. And in my knowledge of that, I can rest. Because I am one with that infinite spirit, it is I. It doeth the works. It only needs one to know it. And then through me comes the infinite spirit. And now I am a light. And over there, there's another light. And over there, another light. And as you find two lights, three lights, five lights, the circle of Christ is widening. And always, where that light is shining, 10, 20, 30 of these human consciousnesses will come, saying, "Help me." Irresistibly, the inner spirit of their own being will propel them there. Now, your function is resting in that light, in the knowledge that you are infinite spirit, and they are. And there is no other. There is no other life. It doesn't make any difference who the person is or who the nation is. The moment you descend to the level of judgment, criticism, or condemnation, you are not in truth. You are in limited material law. But if you will not descend to that level and will stand still, just in the knowledge of the truth, you're in freedom at the same time. Because the truth which sets you free is self-enforcing and self-revealing through the consciousness which has beheld that truth. It is your release. When you release man from his guilt, from his fear, from his own judgments, from his inhibitions, from his superstitions, from his ignorance, just by the realization of who he is, infinite spirit, you are released from your human consciousness. And you and that individual or group of individuals are brought into some form of accord, because the law of spirit will operate wherever spirit is recognized. And so we don't grab our antagonist by the throat. We don't acknowledge the crime. We address the world silently with my peace. I know thee who thou art. Thou art my spirit. And because we are the one infinite spirit, we are under the law of spirit. And there is nothing more to be done. Once you bear witness to the truth will make you free. Now, right where you are is the infinite spirit, and therefore the fullness of the infinite spirit is there. No matter where you walk, infinity is functioning infinitely at that point. One day we will be in that consciousness. That consciousness was the consciousness that healed anything that came to it by the simple realization that right where I am, infinity is functioning now. And so there cannot be injustice, there cannot be lack, there cannot be limitation, there cannot be disease. Nothing can exist here except perfect spirit functioning. This is the consciousness we're coming to, and will develop out of the seed of human consciousness as it is dissolved. And the tree of life comes up from there, feeding us with truth. Again, no one can do it for you. But no one in this world has power over you. No one and no condition. Where you are is your own infinite life already completed. And it will spin out in its perfect forms to the degree that the human consciousness is taken away. You see, only infinity can live the infinite life of your being. And when you maintain a finite consciousness there, then infinity comes through and it's interpreted by the finite consciousness. And this is the conditioning that limits our life to the mesmerism or the conditioned life. But when, through the practice of meditation and truth in consciousness, and beholding only the infinite self behind all individuals on this earth, you develop that capacity to stand in the truth that God is infinite and God is all, and therefore infinity must be all, in spite of the fact that individuals appear to be in separate individual lives. The one infinite life is their substance. And this secret becomes your secret. And it becomes your secret place of the Most High. Only the life of God is here. It is never diseased. It is never destroyed. It never begins in birth and ends in death. It is never sick. It is never lacking. But the individual appearances do lack, are diseased, and all because they do not know that the infinite invisible spirit is present, waiting to come. But it won't come through a finite consciousness. It can only come through the stillness, and then infinity interprets infinity into visibility. And where you stand, the infinite life of your being shows itself forth at the moment in the present harmony, continuing to unfold through every precious moment that follows as invisible harmony, coordinated by itself. Stand ye still and behold the salvation of infinity. Now you can address the world then. You are infinity. And your knowledge that the world is really infinite self, you forget the false appearance of the world, the lacks, the limitations, the material structures. You stand in the knowledge that I am the infinite self. I am everywhere. The Spirit of the Lord is over the face of this universe. the peace, the harmony, the reality of spirit being omnipresent, all that the human eye sees is but the outer reflected imitation of the infinite self. You stand on the truth and you're blessing the world. You're raising the level of light in the ocean of light. You really become the life of the world. Accepting the life of God as your life, you become the life of the world. According to Joel, as we continue to do this, we will raise the consciousness of the world and break the human consciousness illusion that has entombed man in a world of physical limitations. This was begun even before Jesus, but set greatly in motion by Jesus, and is now moving through us, expressing itself as that Christ consciousness, which invisibly is the only consciousness now on this earth. Your integrity to it is your integrity to yourself. The inner universe may clarify some of this. I find that no matter how much you know of this, it's never enough. And Joel emphasizes that you must take this to you in consciousness before you close your eye at night, so that awake or asleep, whoever reaches out to the Spirit is helped by your uplifted consciousness, which knows the infinite Spirit is all there is. And so right there by Mr. Jones, Mr. Smith, and every other Mr. and Mrs., my infinite Spirit is, this moment, alive, waiting. And if they reach out to the Spirit of God in themselves, they will touch my uplifted Spirit, and this will raise the level of light again. This was the consciousness that Joel had. It isn't beyond us. It isn't beyond anyone, because it's the will of the Spirit that we be the Spirit. The mountain is not as high as it may appear. And so awake, asleep. I am the infinite I. And whoever is in this world is the invisible Spirit that I am. I have no enemy. The only thing that can be opposed to me is a human consciousness, which I know is non-existent and without power. The perfect prayer is simply the realization of the infinite I as the substance of all who appear in form. And then let it be the light of your being. Let it. You needn't channel it or direct it or outline what it should do. It is present invisibly. Just let it. And the less you do, the more it will do through you. You become a perfect beholder of infinity where you stand. Then you're addressing the world with peace. My peace. Next time you say, "My peace I give unto you," measure that by whether or not it is the peace of your spiritual being or something you're just remembering from a book. You will come to that level where my peace means your infinite peace. Meditation will take you there. Well, I don't know if we missed the mark tonight or not, but if we do get alerted to the fact that nowhere can we go that Spirit isn't the only thing there, at least we'll be practicing that enough for the mind to suddenly release its hold upon us and bring through a glimpse of the infinite enough so that having experienced it more than once, we're not satisfied with less. Next week, the inner universe will culminate this series. And then after Labor Day, we're going to do the Infinite Way on Sundays, the Infinite Way textbook. And we're going to take a little vacation on Wednesday nights. I hope to see you next week and see if we can't come out of it walking in the circle of eternity.